At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Welcome back. The YouTube live chat poll. Should the House pass the Senate's big, beautiful bill? Yes or no? We just spoke with Darren LaHood in the last hour there, and that'll be up on the podcast shortly if it isn't. Is it? Yeah, you didn't get that up
yet. It's not up yet.
Okay. Would you do something?
No, thank you.
What have you been doing since then?
I just went and had a, what's it called, a pork rind.
Ew.
a pork rind.
Yeah, just one.
Doesn't pork rind have like sugar and base?
Not really.
Carbs?
It's got carbs, yes. But I'm talking about added sugars. That's what I've cut out. No added sugar. It's not going well for me. I can tell you that right now. I hate it.
So you're cutting back on sugar, but pork rinds are allowed?
They don't have any added sugar. Not the brand I get it. At Ruler Foods, actually. So,
even your camera doesn't believe you. It's fading out.
What's my camera doing?
It's not, yeah. What is your go-to 4th of July weekend? Do you have traditions that you involve yourself in, or does it just depend on the year?
There are a couple different things that we do. One that we really liked going up to Holiday Shores. I think that's the name of the lake. And we have a couple friends that have a house up there. And in past years, we've gone up there. It's kind of an open invitation every year. I don't know that we went last year, though, because depending on when the 4th falls, sometimes you have one day you could do one thing and another day you do another thing. So the other thing we like to do is go out to Muskuta and watch their fireworks display there with their fair that they do every year.
I had a friend who always, every time you'd say Muskuta, he'd be like, Muskuta, Muskuta, where's Muskuta?
Mm-hmm. He's talking about a scooter that he likes.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't
his scooter.
Hear Muskuta
yeah.
without thinking about a scooter.
Anytime he talks about his scooter, I like to think of his scooter.
Is the Muskuta fireworks associated with the base?
No, it's just Muskuta's display.
Huh.
I am pretty mad, though, and I almost feel like I have to go this year, because last year, the carnival company that they contract with or whatever, I may have told this story last year, actually, in the middle of like 7 o'clock on 4th of July night. That's like prime time, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. All their rides, except for like one, went down.
Oh,
they had an electrical problem, and they all went down. And I had just bought a bunch of tickets. And I was like, look, there are no rides for me to do with the tickets. Just give me a refund. Whatever, you know? And they're like, well, it says on the ticket, no refunds. And I'm like, does it say all the rides would break down on the ticket?
They're like,
that's what happened.
We gotcha.
And they're like, nope, but it does say that. And I'm like, listen, you understand the situation I'm in. I just paid you a whole bunch of money
How
to go
much
on
did
rides.
You pay for?
There are no rides. It was $20, $25 or something like that. So they said, well, you can keep them and use them next year. I'm like, you better believe if you're not giving me my money back, I'm coming back and using these things.
Ryan knows exactly where he's going.
That was terrible.
Is your willingness to go ask for your money back based on the amount of money we're talking about or how much you feel screwed?
It's both. Because I will feel more screwed if it's more money.
Well, certainly. But I mean, is there an amount of money that even though it's a hose job, you're like, I'm not doing this for $5 or whatever?
Yeah.
What's the number? I got to know how much I can spend.
Oh, man, it depends on what it is. It depends on what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, if it's I just put $4 in a vending machine to get a drink, and the vending machine didn't work, what am I going to do, call the vending machine company?
That's my question.
I guess, but I...
Are you?
No, I don't think I am. But if that number... Like, if I'm looking at a Lego vending machine in an airport, and I lose $50, then I'm calling the vending machine company. So it depends.
So it really just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
What about the way you're treated?
Mm-hmm. It does matter.
Yeah. If it's, is there a part where you can be treated so poorly that it doesn't even matter if you get the, you're fuzzy.
You're still
your
out
camera.
Of focus.
That you are like, no, I'm going to, this is a moral victory needed here. I'm going to go to the mat on this because what they're doing is wrong, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, yeah. There's times. That was one of them, actually, because there were a bunch of other people who had just bought tickets, and they were like, oh, what are we going to do with these now? It says no refunds, and I'm like, hell, it does. I think you're not understanding the situation here. There is one thing you can do with these things, and I can't do it, and you just took my money.
Did they give you your refund?
No, they did not do it.
Do you still have the tickets?
Yes. Oh, I still got those tickets.
Are you going to like ride the Tilt-A-Whirl by yourself just over and over and be like, hey, there's another one?
Yeah, just throw the middle ticket. Fingers up, man.
No.
Darn right I'm going to do that. My kids don't even want to go. I'm like, well, I'm going.
See,
on to Mascoutá.
You're an amusement park person, so you understand the quality that comes with these big rides and these very costly amusement parks. And then you go to your local homecoming or fair or whatever. Are you ever like, nah, I'm just going to pass on that part of it?
Oh, yeah. I'll pass on it because a lot of times the rides are the same thing that you've ridden 1,000 times. The big slide.
The rides that we rode when we were children.
Yes.
Are mm-hmm. still at these events.
It's not like a new version of those rides. It's the same ride.
Same one.
Like the big slide is always one that I'm like, even as an adult, I'm like, man, it looks fun. But that is over like that. And you're going to pay $3 or $4 to do it. But my kids still want to do it, so I'll still pay for them to do it sometimes.
It's the atmosphere, though. Like, going to one of those events when you were a kid. Going to a carnival, a homecoming. For us, it was the Bonifest in Edwardsville. It was just, like, the coolest party of the year. And if by the time we were in junior high, we were at those things walking around with friends together. Sometimes with boys and girls.
Oh, I know. That's the best. Because that was the
time.
You
get to hold hands at the Bonifest?
You were kind of independent, but not completely. Like, your parents were probably there.
You get to ride the Rocco plane with a boy.
Ooh, a Rocco plane.
Yeah.
I remember the name. I can't remember the ride.
It's green and white and red. And it was basically a Ferris wheel, except for you were contained in a thing,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
The individual thing could go.
It spun, too.
Yeah.
Was it big? Or was it kind of smaller?
Relatively big compared to the rest of the rides.
It was one of the more intense ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a commitment. You're going on the Rocco plane. You might be puking when you come off, depending on your buddy.
Oh, I mean, I'm not sure that we're all guaranteed to live through carnival rides.
Did you ever go to a carnival or something like that? And, you know, parents or adults are probably around somewhere, but you have gone off with friends when there were, like, girls there. That you were like you were with some boys and you knew the girls were going to be there. What's the boy side of that?
Oh, the boys are just probably the same as the girls. I mean, I don't think nothing's going to happen there. It's just about meeting up and like, oh yeah, she kind of likes me or she kind of likes you or whatever.
Girls don't get together and talk about how boys like them.
They don't?
No.
That
they
sounds
talk
like
about,
something that girls would
that's
definitely
a given.
Do.
The boys. The girls talk about the boys they like. And if they got anything, any piece of evidence in that encounter that would fall into the, oh, you know, this might have taken a step further. Where now maybe there's a mutual interest. But girls do not get together and talk about how, oh, that boy likes me. I think he's totally into me. Ever. That is such a guy thing. I think she likes me. Well,
I don't even know. Like, I can't remember what we would say at that age. Because I think it was just, so-and-so's over there. She's kind of hot, right? That's pretty much the extent of it. Yeah. I don't think there was much more. Cute.
And then your friend would be like, oh, you like her. And you're like,
eh.
You try to play it cool.
Not really. Yeah. I remember seventh grade going to St. Peter and Paul picnic in Collinsville. It's so Americana summer.
Yeah.
It's so summer and it's so American. But
you got CCR playing in a band in the beer tent. And
oh, yeah.
Just, mm-hmm.
And they might suck, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, you're just walking around. And there was a girl that I was like, oh, I kind of like her. You know, we were just in junior high. So it was like the first time you had seen more than 10 girls in your sixth grade class. Like, oh, man, there's other people
in
this
town.
And
you're not being hyper supervised, especially in those decades.
Exactly.
They're like, bye, kids.
This was like 1992.
Here's your 30 tickets for $5 that I bought at the market basket.
And you're just like, let's see how long I can stretch these tickets out and maybe spend $2 and try to throw a ball in that milk jug.
Yeah.
But there was a girl that I was like, oh, I think I like her. Her name was Susan. And I was like, I really wanted to talk to her, so I did. I talked to her, and I thought she kind of liked me, and that was it. I was like, I don't really know what to do now. And now her brother's my electrician.
The natural conclusion to a story like that.
True story.
You're so old. And now, does she know the story?
I don't think so.
She does.
I don't really know her still. I just know him.
It's because you never followed through.
She had a very memorable last name. I'm like, are you related to Susan? He's like, yeah, it's my sister. I'm like, huh. Well, how about that? Very memorable moment for me in 1992.
You said you talked to her
at the
carnival?
Yeah.
What did you talk about? Like, what? How's,
I have no idea.
How's that go?
I genuinely do not remember. It was probably something like, oh, man, we should probably, like, go. We should probably not just hang out here. We should probably, like, go get a snow cone together or something, too, right?
Together?
Yeah. And she would have been like, oh, sure, you know. And then she would have talked to her friends about, should I get a snow cone with them or an elephant ear? And that was like, oh, I don't know. Let me go talk to my friends about that, too. And then you, I don't know.
The butterflies that are connected to that age, junior high, high school, but more even like early high school, because it's like the dog that catches the car, you know? It's like you.
Exactly.
There's this whole new world that opens up to you. And girls generally like boys way before boys are acknowledging the fact that girls even exist. And then all of a sudden, girls exist. And then you just don't know what you're doing. But the girls also don't know what they're doing, but they have been discussing it for longer. They've been in the game for longer. And most girls are just trying to be seen. You just want to be in the place where the boys, this is simplifying things, but it's just like your neurons and you're just bouncing off of things and you just want to be in the path of one of those bouncing off of point A to point B. And then you like walk by at just the right time. And you're like, hi. And then he goes, hey. And you're like, oh.
That's not completely the opposite of what a boy's doing at that age.
I don't think you're planning things out. I'm sorry. I don't give you that much credit.
We're not planning things out because we're not smart. But if we could, we would.
I don't think that they're not smart. I just don't think you're focused.
We don't really know what we're doing.
That's my point. But it's not a matter of being dumb. It's just more of a matter of girls think about these things. This doesn't really ever stop in life. Girls think about these things. The time that they spend talking is essentially plotting, putting themselves in the position where they might accidentally, in the man's eyes, like you just like, oh, I saw her. This, gosh, what's her name? Elder Millennial. Her name starts with an I. Follow her on social media. She does this whole thing about how girls will do laps in a bar just waiting for him to be like, and then I saw her. And the guy thinks that he manifested, like this whole situation happened and that they were in control. And the girl is working her tail off to be seen because they're waiting for the guy to make the move.
I think as the guy, you just want
to... Eliza Schlesinger, thank you.
You want to be the guy who the girls are trying to get you to notice them.
Well, certainly you want to be, but I don't think they put that much thought into it. The guys just want to be noticed just like girls want to be noticed. Girls work a lot harder to be noticed, I think.
They're crafting their hat and stuff, though. Oh, I'm going to wear my affliction shirt. you know, that kind of stuff.
How'd that work out for you?
I didn't have one of those.
Didn't
I
have
was
that
just
game?
Talking about
it was the no fear for me.
It was no fear. I didn't even have that. I had shirts that probably said Walmart on them.
Did you have an Adidas or a starter jacket?
Heck yes, oh, starter
heck
jacket.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Baby, let me show you how to do
this. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Bringing us the news, sports, and other information that we need in our local area.
Oh, I love that. That's a listener?
That was a listener on the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
Did that for us.
Do we know who it was?
His name's Timothy.
Timothy, thanks. You can give us the intro for our local news feature that we're doing at 2:20 every day. Usually Ethan does it. Ethan's taking a couple days off with his lovely wife for the 4th of July. So we're filling in for him today on What's Local. Ryan, why don't you start it?
Sure. This is a story out of South County Miniature Museum. Have you ever heard of the Miniature Museum?
No.
It's been around for a while in Bevo.
People talk about it a little.
Increasingly frustrated with collisions into its storefront.
Excuse me, what? People are running into it?
At least at least three cars have crashed through the front of the Miniature Museum on South Gravois in the past few months.
Maybe if it were bigger.
Oh, hey.
The museum sits in the intersection of Gravois Avenue, Delor Street, and Morgan Ford Road in the Bevo neighborhood, an oddly shaped convergence of three fast-moving streets in South City. And it's kind of goofy to think that people just keep crashing into this museum. But the I'm going to read a quote here. It says, "It's frustrating because we have to pay for that damage. Our insurance doesn't cover it."
Especially probably not the time.
It just keeps happening. So I'm sure the insurance is like, we're not going to cover that.
Are they called like balusters or whatever?
Those concrete pylon things?
Get some of those Target big red balls.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Put them up in front.
There you go. That's what it says. Actually, the owner here says, "I think we have to put some kind of things in the sidewalk so they don't hit the building." What's that? Isn't that goofy? That just keeps happening.
Have you been to the Miniature Museum?
I have not, but it's been on my list of places to go in St. Louis.
All right. Brett?
Well, with all the talk that we did about, you know, carnivals and all that other stuff, you know, I just wanted to update everybody on when fireworks and stuff and different celebrations be going around in this area. With the 4th of July being on Friday, if you are really big into fireworks and you time it right, based on the information I'm about to give you, you can actually go and see three different fireworks shows. One starting tomorrow night, Friday night, and then in even some are on Saturdays.
Aren't exiting fireworks shows traffic the worst?
Oh, it's the absolute worst.
It almost makes me not want to go.
Yeah. When you go to see the fireworks, you have to be thinking about your exit strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what stinks is that because of that, the whole time I'm watching fireworks, I'm thinking, all right, was that the last one? Because then we're going to go as fast as we possibly can just to avoid it.
Yeah.
But if you don't think that way, you're stuck in traffic for 45 minutes.
You could also just enjoy a drink or the company of your loved ones for another 30 minutes and then not have to sit in traffic, but it's stressful.
I know.
Well, my favorite ones to go to are the ones in O'Fallon, which actually takes place in the park near my house, so I can actually sit in my backyard and watch the fireworks, and then I don't have to deal with traffic, which is great. But starting in Alton, the fireworks spectacular is on July 3rd, which is tomorrow. Edwardsville American Legion has one on July 5th. You can go up to Godfrey's Family Fun Fest on July 4th. Grafton has a fireworks display on July 5th. Granite City's is Patriots in the Park, and it is on July 4th. Mascoutah's Old Fashioned Fireworks celebration or 4th of July celebration is actually on July 4th. Millstatt, my old hometown, is on July 4th. And then my current hometown, O'Fallon, Illinois, is July 3rd, which is tomorrow night.
And oh, weird.
It all starts at dusk. You can see it, you know, once the light gets dark enough outside to go see these fireworks.
Fox2Now.com is telling you guys do fireworks on your own?
We're doing some tonight with my church group.
I want to.
Like you set them off yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Feel safe?
I'm not the one setting them off, so.
That doesn't mean you don't feel safe. You do?
I do. Yeah, I feel all right.
I'm always nervous. They report, as the city of St. Louis prepares for Independence Day festivities like Celebrate St. Louis for the first time, St. Louis Metropolitan Police are going to be holding parents accountable for the actions of their children. They had a news conference today, and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police announced that they're going to be citing parents of juveniles who shoot fireworks off during the holiday.
That's
coming
fair.
After parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're reminding residents that discharging fireworks in the city is, quote, downright dangerous and illegal. Finally going after the downright dangerous and illegal things in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that I just hate coming downtown is because of the fireworks. We just had some friends from Japan that were staying with us for a couple of days, and my friend is originally from here, and he's like, should we actually go to this or that downtown? Is it safe? I'm like, well, I work there, so yeah. I mean, you can still travel
downtown.
You're
like, I've seen murdered people.
But that day, of all days, I'm pulling out of our parking garage, and there is a guy just standing there screaming at somebody who is not there.
He's on drugs. Were you with them? Just
no,
after
they weren't
work?
With. It was just after work.
Yeah, you get that. Is it meth? What is it that has these people? They kind of get in this stance, and a lot of times they'll be frozen, the way they're standing, and it's a kind of an unsettling.
Yeah.
Position. It's not a normal position.
It looks like Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's not good. There is now a man who stands on the intersection in Tucker who stands there. He's a younger man. And he's fit, and he stands there with his shirt off, and he's just like statuesque flexing. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, that's been this week. It's been a new one. Usually there's a guy who stands there, and his sign says, spare money. And I'm like, no, not really.
Oh, I got all this extra money.
Even if
what am I
going
to do with this?
Even if I were to provide you with money that I own, it's not spare.
Can you spare some money? Maybe you just left off the beginning of it.
Maybe. Probably not.
I was having a terrible day a couple weeks ago, and I walked out of here to go down to one of my favorite haunts, KFC, for lunch. And I was walking down there, and some guy was making eye contact with me. He was clearly going to ask me for something, and I'm like, here we go. And I was not in a good mood. And he walks up, and
was
he's like...
Was it my fault?
Probably. Aww. And he walks, you weren't even here yet.
Is that why?
Yeah, you weren't here. I'm like, ah, and he's not here. So I'm going to go get some chicken. So I'm walking down there, and this guy walks up, and he's trying to make eye contact with me, and I'm trying very hard to not.
He's looking straight up at the sky.
And then down at his feet. Look up there. Look at the old clouds. He finally like gets my attention. He's like, hey, you don't have to give me any money. And I was like, then I choose not to. And he was like, all right. I think I scared him more than he scared
you
me.
You said that?
You don't have to give me any.
Yeah, I was mad about it. something that happened that morning.
I thought the story was going to turn into you were having a really bad day, and then you saw somebody who was having a worse day than you, and it softened your heart.
It
and
did
you
not.
Bought them dinner, and you felt like you met an angel.
Nope. It was the exact opposite. I think that guy was having an okay day and I ruined it. But he didn't get any money from me, I can tell you that.
Spare money?
No spare money from me that day.
More from this report says police said they will also have additional officers on patrol during the 4th of July holiday. The warning comes ahead of a weekend that historically has brought violence into the downtown area. Last year, 7 were shot near Keener Plaza just after the Celebrate St. Louis Fireworks Show. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was mayhem. And it was live streamed by somebody, so it's Ethan talked about the AT&T building. This is like one of the tallest vacant buildings in the world, and this city has so much potential. There's so much good about this city of St. Louis. So much good. It needs leadership. It truly just needs better leadership. If we had I'd want to talk to the right people, and there are people working right now, specifically in East St. Louis, that are building some beautiful homes, trying to revitalize opportunity for people in that area. Those people need opportunities that include jobs so that they can grow and live independently. It's not just East St. Louis. It's the whole riverbank there. If we were able to revitalize the east side of the Mississippi River, St. Louis would have to respond. They'd have to. Right now, if you look at the river, you look at the east side and the west side, they're both not places that you'd want your kid to be riding around in a bicycle at even 9 p.m. at night after the sun has gone down. You wouldn't want that. But they could be great places. Every time I go to a city, a new city, to see, you know, tourism or whatever, and I go through, I'm always comparing it to what St. Louis could be or is. And you go to some of these cities that have their act together and you're like, gosh, dang it, this is so cool. Being able to experience that type of metro and life and art and food and everything that goes along with it. We've got that stuff. We don't shine the right spotlight on it. Let's take a quick break. More Andy Fry Show right around the corner. The YouTube live chat poll. Should the House pass the Senate's big, beautiful bill? We are monitoring that vote right now and watching to see what they do. Should they pass it? Yes or no? Jack said, yes, pass the BBB. Absolutely. Ugly or not, step in the right direction for the U.S. of A. You agree with Jack? Let us know. We'll be right back.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Y'all know how I enjoy my time with my family at Disney World. Big news this week, Hall of Presidents opened back up. One of the interesting things about the genesis of all things Disney is that Walt Disney was very much so a patriot. Really, really had an affinity for Abraham Lincoln, and that's evident in his early animatronics. At Disney World, in an area of Magic Kingdom that's called Liberty Square, you can go see the Hall of Presidents, and it's a great attraction that talks about the presidency and goes from the beginning of it, starting with, you know, George Washington and how that was established and the things George Washington did to establish the presidency and how we reflect on it today through other notable characters throughout. But then after the narration is done, you have Abraham Lincoln has his own thing in the middle of it where he stands up and he talks, and I think he reads the Gettysburg Address, maybe, or the Emancipation Proclamation. I can't remember which one it is, but he stands up and does that. And then at the end, after the narration goes through, they're like the presidents of the United States, and the curtains lift, and they have animatronics up of every president. And if you ever saw the animatronic that existed for Donald Trump after he won in 2016, rumor is, and it's one of my life goals from a Disney World affinity, to find out if they really did make a Hillary Clinton animatronic and then have to turn Hillary into Trump. Because it was a little questionable the way it looked.
Is it wearing a pantsuit?
Yes.
Donald Trump doesn't wear those. I think that's a dead giveaway.
A pantsuit? Yeah.
Well.
What would you call it?
Just a suit.
Everybody thought Hillary was going to win. Now, would Disney go to the, because they usually close the thing down. A lot of times it's closed down for almost a year. To establish, they freshen the attraction, probably do some repairs if necessary for flooring and stuff that are in the theater, but they also have to come up with a new animatronic. And the way it goes is they go through every president, they'll say George Washington, and then they have the animatronics are all up on stage. Some of them are standing, some of them are sitting. And when George Washington is called, he'll, like, you know, raise his hand and wave to the crowd. And as they, you know, will say, you know, John F. Kennedy, and he's on the other side, all the presidents move and look towards JFK. It's an incredible thing. Mm-hmm. It's not political either. It's just the presidents of the United States. For most people. So the news came out this week that Hall of Presidents was opening back up. Well, that means, like, there are people in this community or that end up seeing. I love reading the comments on these types of stories that come out of non-Disney related outlets like a Fox News, or maybe it's like a CNN reports Hall of Presidents is open or whatever. And there'll be people who are like, I can't believe that Disney is dignifying this man with this position. It's like, he's your president. I mean, this is going to be a hard 3.5 years for you to get through for the rest of this. While you're thinking, can you imagine the world where Disney's like, we're just going to close Hall of Presidents? because Donald Trump is the president once again. Not to mention this time he was standing like just to the left of the center of the stage in the back row, but standing, and Joe Biden had been out to the front. And the funniest thing is, I have a video of this. I never shared it. I don't know. I felt a little bad about it, even though every time I watch it, it's funny. It makes me laugh out loud. So as they're calling the names of the presidents are, you know, kind of looking back and forth, acknowledging who is being called at any given time. But it just looks like Joe Biden just looks like he's up there and lost.
Really?
If you just have a video of him and he's just keeps looking left and right, I'm like, this is so flipping accurate. Oh, no. This is funny.
Wait, but if you videoed any individual president like that,
same,
it would look the same, right?
Yeah, but Joe Biden was lost.
Okay.
So it is extra special. And prior to the reopening, when Joe Biden was the president, and no, I wasn't happy he was the president, but somehow I got by, he was up front and center. Because what they do is they go through all the presidents. So you go through all 45 presidents, and then they'll say, it's like the narration is like, now it comes to today. And then George Washington acknowledges that the oath of office is what swears in. So George Washington introduces the oath of office, and then you hear the current president give the oath of office. So Joe Biden would be up there and say it, but he's not anymore. Now he's in the back. Donald Trump's back to the front, of course, and delivering the oath of office. And they changed the way he looks.
Oh, did they?
He looks better.
Okay.
Which I appreciate, which actually makes me think it might have been a Hillary animatronic more than I thought before.
Hmm. How are you going to get to the bottom of this?
Infiltration. Mm-hmm. I always thought it would be super special if Ron DeSantis became the president and was, because he got in that big fight with Disney.
Yeah.
And then he'd be in the whole presidency.
Oh, that would be great.
I was like, it's sealed for me. It has to happen.
It really would have been great.
Still so could be.
When you say infiltration, are you talking about you're going to sneak in the air ducts, like wear an all black jumpsuit?
No, I can't. I can't jeopardize my status. No, I just want to know. If I were ever in the position to ask somebody who knows, if there was a question I could ask about like the inner workings of Disney, I'd be like, I want to know, was it a Hillary animatronic?
Now I want to know.
That would be that. If I mean, you got to think that a lot of those people, you don't know. A lot of them could be super pro-Trump. They could have been the best day of their life to have to turn Hillary into Donald Trump. I don't know. But that'd be extra crushing to walk in and see Hillary, have her all ready to go and be like, got to break this to you, robot. You didn't win. Robot kills you.
I'm just that, not because it was Hillary or Trump. That's just what robots do.
Mm-hmm. So they reopened it. And if you ever go to Magic Kingdom and you sit in the Hall of Presidents, I have not gone to the Hall of Presidents in my lifetime. 2018 was the first time I went as an adult. I have not gone to Hall of Presidents in my lifetime and heard Donald Trump's name be called and people don't cheer. They cheer every time.
Do people ever boo?
No.
Interesting.
And they don't cheer anyone else. Nobody's like, Joe Biden, my man!
Oh, I will Trump. It's, when I go.
It's Trump, and there's like two claps, and then someone else is like, yeah, man! And then it's like, acknowledged, move on.
I'm going to do that with Martin Van Buren.
You should. Add it to the fandom.
I will.
Millard Fillmore.
Millard! It's Millard time!
And there it goes. Time's up. So if you ever go to Magic Kingdom, you should absolutely go see. It's a brainchild of Walt Disney's affinity for America, American culture. Main Street USA, which is what you walk into when you go into the Magic Kingdom. Of course, the castle, Cinderella Castle, is at the end. But it's modeled off of Marceline, Missouri. It's modeled off of Main Street USA in Walt Disney's mind. His childhood home is here in Missouri. And that's what he wanted to bring to the place as the number one tourist destination, I think, in the world. And there's so much of that. I'm just waiting for it to bust through and for them to be like, we'd really like to make money again. Let's tell stories that don't make people feel like we're beating them over the head with some sort of virtue signaling life lesson. I asked that of Michael Loftus on Friday. He's like, that's never changed.
He said, goodbye. He said, that's a relic.
The best they could do was turn it down. and do it more sneakily. I just think I didn't push back on him in that point. I think that there is the possibility that Disney does get that right. And the possibility will exist after Bob Iger. I think Bob Iger is supposed to be gone in 2027. He's announced that he was going to retire and hand it over. He handpicked Bob Chapek. That was a disaster to the point where Bob Iger came back. But wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if Disney got their act together?
That'd be fantastic.
You think Budweiser's done that?
I have no idea. I don't know that Budweiser was way off. They just had
Bud Light,
a bad...
I should say. Budweiser's like, don't...
Yeah.
Get it right.
They just had a bad marketing manager.
Yeah.
Because everything you hear about the company outside of that, you're like, well, they weren't really...
They support the things that America supports. And honestly, sending a six-pack of Bud Light to what's-his-name was something... That you get these packages together, you send them out to influencers, and then it is something. You get a little out of it, but you've only invested postage and a six-pack. So the tapping into influencers is something that people do. Mulvaney just had that big of a reach that it became a big thing, and then the big thing became its own big thing. And I think that the cleanup could have been done much better. The crisis management was not executed well. But I don't think that they really believed or understood where America was at that point. And it really was a thing where Americans were like, enough.
It was a rallying cry.
Just enough.
The thing I'm concerned about Disney, though, is you almost, and I don't know about the behind the scenes, but you might have to change the whole culture. And that's hard to do. Because Disney seems to have an internal culture that really is woke.
Yeah. That can't be denied. But I don't think that's the only thing that matters. It definitely does matter, but I don't think it's the only thing that matters. A good point to shift real quick here before we take a break to the story that came out of University of Pennsylvania, where they have said William Thomas, who was a man swimming against women and kicking their butts, they're vacating all of his races, all of his places, all of his records gone, and reinstating the people and the records that should be. And on top of it, there is an apology going out that is going to be attached to it, to the people like Riley Gaines, of course. You think, yeah, whatever. If you thought that was going to course correct, it wasn't going to look that big.
No, this was
huge
all
cultural
the way.
Win. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have to go all, you know, they could have said, well, Trump's kind of pushing back on universities. Let's
pulling away
quietly,
a lot of funding.
They very publicly made a major announcement about these things and took away the records. That's like post-dating it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Job well done.
Yeah.
So it can happen. I think the public pressure and the confidence in knowing that the culture around you, you can affect it. You don't have to be subverted to the things that the scary people who are yelling at you all of the time say that's how you have to live. You get a say. So speak up and do it with kindness. That's the way we win. Let's get the YouTube live chat poll results. We come back. Have you weighed in yet? Should the House pass the Senate's big, beautiful bill? They're voting a test vote right now. Yes or no? We'll be right back.
I'm kind of with you on that, Bakari, but Scott, last
I think we need restrictions on, if you're over the age of 21 and you go to Disneyland or Disney World and you don't have children, straight to Alligator Alcatraz,
what?
El Salvador.
But have you ever been to Epcot?
I'm just saying, this is weird. And talk about people that get in the way of things. You're trying to take your kids there and you got these weirdos walking around. I'm just saying.
Go to Epcot. It's great for grown-ups, okay?
Who's she?
I think she's the host of that show. Yeah.
I'm with her.
Me too.
I've never said that before.
It's the first time ever. Epcot's great, especially for adults.
I don't know where you want me to go with this.
You go wherever you want. Test track. New version. Yes or no?
I will tell you at the end of July when I go. But I'm taking my kid. It's just one of those if you know, you know things. And if you are not... I'll say this. There's somebody near and dear to me. I think they're listening right now. Who, when I was like, you should come to Disney World with us. The kids would love it. We would have so much fun. He says to me, he's like, I don't even like Six Flags. And I'm like, how do I explain this? You can't.
They're apples and oranges.
Yeah.
They're different things.
And listen, my kids are always like, can we go to Six Flags? Not knocking Six Flags at all. but it's an entirely different experience. And there is an attention to detail and customer service. It's a shock after you come back from a Disney World trip when you come back and you have to talk to normal people who aren't required to be happy to see you. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. I mean, the customer service there is pretty high level.
It's top notch. And as a, if you're paying top dollar, you have...
Which you are.
Yes. You have the ability to expect that, but it's not really... It's the transaction. That's the way they treat people there. I do, as a frequenter, specifically of Disney World, I've never been to Disneyland, but I do go there and see people who are adults who are acting as, the way I would put it, as childish about being there. And I think to myself, I'm glad I'm not in that position. That's the nicest way I can put it. I don't waste my time when I'm there with my kids. And, you know, Scott Jennings is talking about going without kids, whatever. I've done that before, and it was great.
Well, we did it.
Yeah, that's fact. We all went a couple Mays ago, and I would... Would you guys go back again?
Heck yes.
Yeah.
My gosh, that was a blast. I mean, part of it is that we weren't with kids. Because we've all done these things with kids, and this was like we don't have to, like, think about anything.
Wait, we can do what we want?
We can just ride rides?
I'm spending my money here, and if I want to do that, I can. If I don't want to do that, I don't have to.
I'm going to eat 5 churros.
And you did. And you didn't drink any water. And then you got a kidney stone, which was very adult of you.
It's all true. That is the order of events, too.
The term Disney adult, how would you describe that?
Nasty. It is not a good, it is not a positive
term.
What
does it mean?
It means that you are a Disney, you're really kind of like a cultural nerd who doesn't have any friends.
Like a failure to launch kind of
and
thing.
And you're like, well, they'll accept me there. Well, and so you go and you're like, hey, everybody's so nice to me here.
Well, they're also the kind of person that it's like they're like 5, but in an adult body. They go there to be entertained in the same way that a kid would. I think, too, they do the Disney bounding thing, which is where you dress up in themes.
Hannah did that. I'd be careful about your next words here, Brad.
Didn't end up doing it, though.
She just had the mouse ears and stuff, didn't she?
No, she planned it out.
Did she? I don't remember her wearing anything in particular that was Disney-esque or costumey. Oh, wait, she dressed up like Mike from Monsters, Inc. that one day.
Mike Wazowski.
She wore that green ball.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Single eye on her forehead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just think if you're an adult going to Disney, that's different than being a cultural Disney adult. But I can say that to people who are not going to believe me.
I get it.
I don't care. I just don't care. It makes me happy. It makes the happiness that I share with my kids, the memories that we make together there, that's our place. You might have your place. That's ours. I'm not mad about it. I'm not paying your money to go there. I pay my own. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Ryan, should the House pass the Senate's big, beautiful bill?
I'm past my Thomas Massie era in that
all right, Taylor.
I would have very much said no all along the way, but I'm still a no here because I think there's more that could be shaved from this. I don't think that we're going to get it to budget neutral. Again, we're past that. We've already had 2 versions, but we still could make it better, so I'm a no.
Brad?
I'm a yes. I think that, you know, everything has come together, and this is what you could get out of this. This is the best that you could get, and it's not anything better than that.
I'm a yes. I think that they've worked hard on this. Are we going to 5750?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I think that they've worked hard to get here. I think that it should be better, but we haven't elected the Congress to make it be better. So maybe that's on the American people.
Mm. Maybe, it absolutely
maybe
is.
You need to send better people. And I know that the obvious knee-jerk reaction is to question all the Republicans that are there. But folks, if you had a 20-seat majority, I'm not guaranteeing it would be a better bill. They might be able to ignore the fiscal hawks even more. So this might be the best case scenario. But if you want more cutting, reward it when you see it and encourage and communicate with those who can make that vote for you. That's the way to actually affect the outcome here. Got 267 votes on today's poll about whether the House should pass the Senate's big, beautiful bill. 85% said yes. So just a tick down from our over 90% who said, just get it done and sign it and I'd be happy. Thank you for being with us here today. The podcast available on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the app, stream 97.1 everywhere you go. You can go to anniefryshow.com/podcast as well. The Mark Reardon Show, next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.